Trusting in God Pod, all streaming platform. Walking through this valley, but I'm not alone. Trusting in God, this world is not my home. Nope. In this battlefield, I'm not afraid. Got on the full armor of God. I got it made. Nothing need God with all in my heart, mind, body, and soul. I'd rather have Jesus than have silver and gold. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll make your path straight. God is always on time. Yeah, He'll never be late. Trust me, God. Yeah, that's the master key. Jesus is the one who set the captives free. So I keep my faith, yeah. I keep it strong and pure. With God as my God, yep. Any storm I can endure. Trusting in God, yeah, that's the only way. He lights up my past, turn my nights to day. Trusting in God, no matter what the cost. With the Bible in my hand, I will never be lost. No, here's the message, yep, clear and loud. Yep. Stand firm in your faith, stand tall and proud. Trusting in God, I let Him lead the way. Yep. With Jesus in my heart, I'll never go astray. Hallelujah. Trusting in God podcast.
Thank you for tuning in every day.
We on all streaming platforms. Thank you for tuning in.
Mark 1 and 40, it says, a man with leprosy came and knelt in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. If you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean, he said. Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. The leper got right to the point. If you're willing, you can heal me and make me clean. The leper had it. He had no reason to, based upon how he was treated in those days, but the leper had it. Jairus had it as he left the side of his sick daughter to find Jesus in the crowds, far from his home. While he was gone, his daughter died, but Jairus still had it. Mary and Martha, as different as the two sisters can be, both had it as they wept over their brother, Lazarus, lying stone cold dead in the tomb, not far from their home in Bethany. And even though they felt Jesus was slow to come to their aid, they had it. Had what, you may be saying? Belief. They all believed. They all believed that Jesus was who he said he was. They all believed that he was the Christ, the promised Messiah, and the Son of God. They all believed that he could do what he said he could do. And they believed that he cared for them and others. They heard what he was saying and about the miracles he was doing. And they believed. If you're like me, this next point is important. Don't confuse understanding with believing. None of them understood. Most things about Jesus were far beyond their limited minds and capabilities to understand. Count me in that group, but I don't feel bad. There are biblical scholars who have spent their lives studying the scriptures who can't understand all that Jesus did and continues to do for us as the Son of God. But believe, there's something we all can do. Believe that Christ can heal that loved one who is sick. Believe he could provide that job that seems impossible to find. Believe he could change people's hearts. It's not necessary to understand how he is doing these things, but believe that he can. There is so much evidence of his life, his death, his resurrection, that it's hard not to. Simply put it, Jesus said it, Jesus did it, believe it. What do you need to believe that Jesus will do in your life today? Whatever it is, all you got to do is talk about it. Let's pray. Jesus, help me to endure the highs and lows of life with the strength and power you provide. May I keep in mind the hope of your people who will one day share in your inheritance, because they relied on you above all else. Yes, Lord, I want to say thank you for who you are. You are the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. Your ways are infinitely higher than my ways. I trust you, I love you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.